Welcome to the show today. We're jam-packed and ready to go if you're on the iHeartRadio app. Thanks for listening. I want to say hi to Denise today. She listens to us every day. And she does not listen in state. She's out of state and listens to our show.
That's my favorite. I just love that.
Yeah. We try to be...
Because you're really going out of your... When you don't live here...
Yeah.
And you're, you know... Because when you live here, you know, you can flip around, but you have to go out of your way, you know, to track down the show.
That's right. That's right. On the show today, That's Incredible. Wait until you hear about how one guy decided he was going to break out of quarantine. He got caught and he did it cartoon style. Also, we have some news in Fox News Update. Chief James Craig may make that announcement today. I think that's what we're hearing. We'll keep following that. There's a little controversy for National Hot Dog Day on how you're eating your hot dog. And it's not a mustard ketchup thing. It's how you're putting the whole dog together. So we have some opinions on that. There is a guy locally here whose Facebook page was taken down. And he owns a restaurant and is pretty well known and loved. And people can't figure out why they take his page down. It all has something to do with his name. And it's really unfair.
Well, and affecting his business and his livelihood.
Yes. Two shots to win cash today with $1,000 an hour workday payday. Also, you can unmask your new car. Allison's bubble, of course. And so much more. And Dolly Parton. And Dolly Parton, our great friend. All with 100.3 WNIC on the way.
Jay Towers in the morning on demand. Here's the Hollywood Minute with Chelsea.
Jeff Bezos successfully launched himself and three other people into space yesterday. After they landed, he said he was, quote, amazed and awestruck by the Earth and its beauty, but also by its fragility.
Yeah, I don't know. Yesterday they had me talk about that on TV where it was happening. I was all excited. I think anybody going into space and technology is good, but geez, man. That guy's getting slammed by everybody.
Why? Is he?
Well, the shape of the rocket ship.
The shape of the rocket.
Was one thing.
Rich guy. And then he thanked people for shopping at Amazon, which basically, like, oh, it was...
A commercial for Amazon.
Yeah, it was, I don't know. Whatever. Which
they don't need.
Right.
Marla Gibbs from the Jeffersons fainted from the heat while getting her star on the Hollywood Walk of Fame yesterday. Now, she didn't fall because her son was there to support her. She recovered in about a half an hour, and the ceremony resumed. She is 90 years old.
Wow!
The entire thing caught on camera.
There you go.
And I want to give special thanks to my daughter and my grandson for all the hard work that went into putting this event together.
Go get her. You okay?
Yeah.
Give me some water. You want? Give me that chair back. Sit down, Mom.
Yeah, maybe we shouldn't have waited so long to give Marla Gibbs her star Walk of Fame. She should have had it in the 70s, by the way.
Right. And by the way, when someone's 90, can we have that ceremony like
inside, in dawn? Yeah.
In the hours of dawn?
That, or make sure that there's air and fans blasting her at all times. Henry Winkler and Scott Baio got into a Twitter fight about COVID and the Texas Democrats who fled to D.C. to avoid a vote on the voter restriction law. Now, if you remember, Henry and Scott played Fonzie and Chachi on Happy Days back in the day.
Wait, the Fonz is in a fight with Chachi?
Yeah.
We know Joni loved Chachi, but apparently Fonzie hates Chachi.
Yeah. This political climate is tearing everyone apart.
Uh-huh. Which is a shame, isn't it?
Mm-hmm. And finally, during yesterday's Today Show, Hoda Kotb asked Jennifer Lopez about her love life, and J-Lo dodged the question by promoting her song with Lin-Manuel Miranda.
Oh, all right.
Every time I see a picture of you and Ben, I'm like, oh, she looks happier. Are we happier?
The song is out, and I believe that that message of loving one another and coming together and love is never more relevant than it is right now.
Really, J-Lo? Really? You can't say, you know what? I've been through a lot. Ben's always been great to me.
You spotted making out with him every other day. Yeah, you might as well just talk about it.
You take every opportunity to be photographed with him, but you have to make Hoda feel like a jerk.
Right. Okay. And Hoda asked what a good reporter should have asked.
TV Tonight, the $100,000 pyramid and match game.
Thank you, Charles. I don't know if this happens with you guys or not, or yesterday. Did either of you get like a super bad fast storm yesterday, or is that just me?
I was about to lay down just for about an hour or two, and Warren came through real quick and he said, just so you know, we might get some extreme weather in the next hour.
So this would have been the 5 to 6, 7 o'clock
something
range?
Like that. Yeah. Yes. Yep. Around 6.
So at my house, it was like really windy and it looked like it was going to, and I got an alert that there could be emergency storms, but I didn't hear emergency weather, whatever. And I didn't hear anything. But when I took the dog out this morning, I saw that things were wet.
Well, this thing was, I was watching it on radar, and there wasn't a lot of alerts or anything on TV, but it was only like this big. It was like an oval. And you know how things go across the state from left to right typically?
Yeah.
This thing was coming like north to south, like this. It was so odd to see it like that on radar. And it was kind of like the red in the middle, the orange, the yellow, and then the green. And I'm telling you, the corner of the red literally came down the center of my street. I wish
wow.
I would have taken. You could hear this thing. It was like, grrr. It sounded like there was something on outside.
Oh my gosh, and that's crazy.
Standing there on the front step, and it was just all the trees were kind of half bent, and it just rolled right down the street, this storm, and then poured, and then it was fine. It was like the fastest 15-minute strange. I was glued to it. It was better than television last night.
That is weird. Have you ever been in a situation where, like, it's raining at your house and you walk across the street to the neighbors, but it's not raining at their house?
Yeah, you're right on the edge.
That is so weird to me.
That's the cusp. You're right on the cusp of rain. Absolutely. Real quick, that's incredible today.
That's incredible.
Listen to this. A woman was busted earlier this month having cigarettes delivered to the roof of her hotel by drone. She was caught by a hotel staff member. The police have fined her $1,300. The man operating the drone was from below. It is unclear if he's going to be punished.
What did they do wrong?
She wanted cigarettes. I guess she was in a hotel where they said you can't leave because of quarantine, whatever.
She was in quarantine.
But she went up to the roof and the drone delivered her cigs.
Oh, and that's leaving.
Yeah,
I'm technically, even though there's no one around.
And you're landing something on the roof. Maybe you're not allowed
to do
that.
Which could be contaminated, right?
Of course.
Get okay. Wow. You
That's clever, though.
Yeah. It is not quite incredible.
That's incredible.
Here's kind of a similar story. In Australia, there's a 39-year-old guy who escaped his hotel quarantine yesterday by doing what we've seen in movies and cartoons all of our lives. He tied bed sheets together, tossed it out the window, and used it as a rope to descend down 4 stories to the street below.
Wow.
He was caught, arrested, and charged with failure to comply in Australia.
Okay. When I, my house in high school, when my bedroom was up on the second floor, I did that trick a couple times.
Did you?
Mm-hmm.
And it worked?
Yeah, I could jump out the window. It didn't hurt that much to land on the ground, but I couldn't get back up, so.
And that's why you didn't have a door on your bedroom.
Mm-hmm. Well, eventually they would move me downstairs where there was a door in my bedroom. Which, who does that? That thing was like a revolving door. I was like, okay, good night, see ya.
I dated a girl that didn't have a door on her bedroom when I was in high school.
A door to the outside? It's the weirdest thing.
It is weird.
Yeah.
Because she was like, oh, come up to my room. I'm like, okay. Oh, I can see your mom and dad's bed from here. It was just very strange. How about this one?
That's incredible.
A man supposedly reaches his style prime at age 30. Before that point, he's just an average guy going through some overall looks, 5 overall looks, then 4 hairdos, 3 different facial hairstyles. But when it comes down to it, they say 30 is your real stylish time, and then it all goes downhill from there.
Do you think that's when you peaked?
Oh, I peaked at 19.
Yeah.
and that was a good time for me.
And then you stay, and then you kind of stay there. I have the biggest trouble with Warren. Like, I'll get him all the flashy current stuff, and he's like, I don't like it. I don't think it looks good. And I'm like, no, it does. It really does.
You just, because you know what? You're comfortable in what you're used to.
Right. That's right.
That's like actress PJ Souls, who was in Halloween. Like, I think she's a grandmother now, but when you see her, she still has blonde hair with that flip poof in the front.
Oh, that's
black
right.
T-shirt. And she's worn that for like 30 years. So,
Look at Lisa Rinna. She's had the same hairstyle since the 80s.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, there's just a couple people that get away with it that just are like, hey, this is how it's going to be. That's fine. There you go. There's your That's Incredible on 100.3 WNIC. Fox 2 News update today. A major long-awaited announcement from the former Detroit Police Chief, James Craig, could come as early as today. Craig retired from the police department last month. It's widely speculated that he's going to make a run to be governor, or run for governor as a Republican against Gretchen Whitmer. We will see. I read an article yesterday. I think she's raised $8 million already in just a short amount of time for her next campaign.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, it's funny because, you know, people who are really into politics follow this, but fundraising is what they're all talking about for both sides. And
right.
Even though they're 6 months out for certain elections, like, people are having record-breaking fundraising hauls. And
if you can't, if you don't have the money, I mean, think about it.
It comes down to the money.
What do we always talk about? You know, September, October, November, it's mm-hmm. like all political ads, all you see. Well, I mean, they're paid for by someone, and you got to have the money to pay for them. Plus the travel, everything that goes along with it. You
right.
can't use taxpayer money to run for re-election. So there you go. We'll see. Just very, very quick, the Milwaukee Bucks are NBA champions. They finished off the Phoenix Suns with a 105-98 win in Game 6. Very exciting.
I've never heard of that team. That's weird.
Which
I'm
one?
Pretty sure this was their first win.
Which
Milwaukee
one?
Bucks. I've never heard of
it's
that.
It's big. Yeah, it's really big. And a comeback because they were, you know, at the beginning of this, they weren't doing all that great. So congratulations to them. Rick Warshy, you know, white boy Rick, served more than 32 years in prison for dealing cocaine. They did a movie about him. He's out. Now he's taking the people who put him behind bars to court. He filed yesterday a $100 million federal lawsuit against the Detroit police and the FBI, accusing them of child abuse. Warshy says he was 14 when he was recruited as an informant to help bring down high-level drug gangs. But just a few years later, he claims the government turned on him to cover up their own illegal and dangerous conduct. What will happen? Will he get any money from this? We'll see.
I was talking to my sister yesterday about this, and I said $100 million seems like so steep, but I think, I mean, he deserves something, in my opinion. I think he set it so high so that what he does end up getting is really what he figured he deserves.
Yeah, that's like when you negotiate high and hope that you get
exactly
half.
Yeah.
Researchers at New York University say Johnson & Johnson's COVID vaccine may be less effective against fighting different variants of the virus. According to the story, the Pfizer and Moderna vaccines were 94 to 95% effective compared to Johnson & Johnson. That was the one shot, 67%. I didn't know that was in other words, I'm surprised this is a recent study. Didn't we kind of know that then?
Yeah.
That the Johnson & Johnson was not as...
Yeah, we always knew it.
Yeah, okay.
Yeah, I think that we didn't know it, like, immediately. To, you know, give people the option who got that one, the chance to maybe wait.
Right.
But, I mean, very shortly after we knew, yeah.
There you go. There's your update.
Please tell me you guys have some good news.
WNS. Something good. Time for Feeling Good in the D. It is brought to you today by Sam Bernstein Law Firm. 1-800-CALL-SAM. This is really kind of sweet. A North Carolina man is going viral after celebrating his 95th birthday at a skating rink. Gene Elliott talking about his decades-long love for skating. Here's Gene.
My daughter, she roller skates. My son roller skates, and we're just a roller skating family. Give me 5 minutes over here, or 10 minutes in that little skate, in that little game room up here, and I'll teach you how to skate.
Did he get on the skates?
I think he did.
Oh my gosh!
Yeah.
Wow, that's pretty impressive at 95.
Hey, listen.
I wish you could have skated with him, Allison.
Oh my gosh, we could have done couples skate.
That's right. I always forget that you were a big roller skater, weren't you?
Big roller skater.
And it's funny, like, what are the chances in my life that I work with two people in my life and career-wise that are like these master roller skaters, like my old boss, Alex.
Oh, was he?
Oh, he was radio, I mean, he was Roller Ray, I think.
Oh, my gosh.
And, yeah. And
that's equivalent to being the queen of your own float.
She was like the roller queen of Cherry Street Festival.
Right.
That's true.
Oh, my God. I'm so going through the newspaper.com. I know I'll find a clipping. I did
extensive research. This was like 2 weeks ago.
Oh, my gosh.
Extensive research of all the newspapers in your area where you lived. Couldn't find anything.
It's so shameful. It was such a... It's really where I peaked, you know? And there's no evidence of it.
But you know what this conversation proves? Something that you can say to others. You have a research and development team.
Oh, that's right.
I'll get with my research and development team. Alan, quite smitten with Allison today.
Oh, man. Hit me.
Being supportive.
Sure am. In that pool, swimming those laps.
Mm-hmm.
I'm there.
Yeah,
I did hard stuff. I swam the other day for the first time in years. And
did you?
I swam for like 2 minutes. So I give you a lot of props because it's hard.
It's so funny because when you're in the pool, you don't feel like you're doing anything. You're like, this is just fun. And then you get out and a little bit later, you're like, oh, I feel that now.
Did you sleep so good last night? I feel like anytime you spend a night or a day in the sun and swimming, you sleep so good.
Mm-hmm.
Yes, yes. I go to the pool, I feel like I'm in space. You're weightless.
Yes,
me, you are weightless.
I'm in space when I'm in the pool.
Yeah, oh, feels so good. So good.
Okay.
Alan, is follow your passion good career advice? Most Americans still say yes. Only 18% think it's bad advice in general. I don't think it's bad advice, but follow your passion. Sometimes you can have a passion that's very, very hard to monetize.
Yes, sir. You know?
So what do you think? Did you want to be a weather person since you were little?
No. I don't know. That's such a hard question. I struggle with all the time. I don't know. Follow your passion unless you're my kid. Maybe don't. I'm not sure. For me, the choice was I had three levels. One, I wanted to be an actor. Two, I wanted to be a meteorologist. Three, I wanted to be a nurse. Nurse was most practical. Meteorologist was in the middle. Actor was like, I'm not going to do that. That's silly.
You've done two out of three.
And so I did kind of, well, I mean, yeah. So.
You act. You're an actor. You're a thespian.
And you're a nurse to those kids.
Yeah.
Oh, look at that.
Look at you. How are we looking today?
Yeah, we're good. We're good. We're cool. We're dry. High temps don't get to 80. Partly sunny.
Let's go back into time. Let's go back into time. Let's go back into time. One, two, three. What we're going to do right here is go back.
Come on.
Back in the Day is brought to you by our friends at Jersey Mike's. 70 years ago in 1951, the great Robin Williams was born. He would have celebrated today.
Now you ask me if I've been practicing medicine. Well, if this means opening your door to those in need, those in pain, caring for them, listening to them, applying a cold cloth until a fever breaks, if this is practicing medicine, if this is treating a patient, then I am guilty as charged, sir.
Wow, yeah, he was great in that movie.
Yeah.
34 years ago in 1987, Guns N' Roses released their debut album. It was called Appetite for Destruction and had the hit song Welcome to the Jungle, which was fantastic. Did that have Paradise City on it as well?
I think it did.
I think so.
Yeah.
Oh, I love Paradise City.
I think all the big hits, wasn't November Rain on it too? It feels like that came so much later, but.
It does. Oh, that video for November Rain. I love that video. Today in 2014, the movie Guardians of the Galaxy premiered and really kind of, again, stamped that Marvel brand as so big for Disney.
You know, if killing Ronan is truly your sole purpose, I don't think this is the best way to go about it.
Are you not the man this wench attempted to kill?
Well, I mean, she's hardly the first woman to try and do that to me.
Look, this is like from a smoking hot Ray Jack girl stabbing with a fork.
I remember seeing that we were on a Disney cruise for a broadcast.
Yeah.
And we saw that movie.
Yeah, that is true. We also saw a movie. Allison was going to come, but didn't. You came. Cody and I went to go see something.
Oh, it was like Aquaman
It was an Avengers movie. No,
oh,
it wasn't
right.
It was Avengers.
Yeah, and after dinner, you guys went that way, and I alone went back to my room.
And Chelsea, like, literally had the shakes in this movie and couldn't sit still in her seat and was out of her skull because she hated it so much.
Right.
It was so
long.
Beyond boring, long, had no idea who anybody was, and I couldn't believe that I was dragged.
But that was a helpful experience for me, like therapy. It was good for me to see that, because now I know what to never include you in for anything.
Well, I remember thinking when this conversation about who's going to go after, I remember thinking to myself, why is Chelsea going?
I know.
But a side note, I like to be invited to everything, but I want to be the one to turn it down. You can't just exclude me from it.
That's on Allison's bumper sticker on her car.
Yeah, exactly.
You better invite me. I've got something else to do.
Jay Towers in the Morning on Demand. Here's the Hollywood Minute with Chelsea.
Mariah Carey's daughter, Monroe, makes her debut as a model for Oshkosh B'gosh. Here she is in the campaign expressing her mother's thoughts as a young girl.
Oh. Someday, it's going to be different. The melodies that live in my head, someday they'll live at the top of the charts. The songs in my heart will touch millions of hearts.
My God, I love that little raspy voice, just like Mom. It's great.
I didn't realize she was like, I still think of them as three.
I know.
I think she's 10.
Wow. Okay.
Well, around
it's Nick Cannon's kids that are very young now. The new kids are really
Which one?
Young.
Which new kids?
Well, you know, there's a couple.
MGM International in Las Vegas announced yesterday that Bruno Mars's performances for this weekend have been postponed due to unforeseen circumstances. They've been rescheduled to some later dates in August. Tickets for the postponed shows will be honored, and anyone who can't make it can get a refund.
All right.
Kanye West's long-awaited album, Donda, will drop on Friday. So a Beats ad featuring Sha'Carri Richardson ran during Game 6 of the NBA Finals, and his new song, No Child Left Behind, played in the background. The text popped up on the screen saying, Donda drops this Friday, listening event live stream on Apple Music Thursday at 8 p.m. Eastern.
Wow. All right.
Mm-hmm. Tarek El Moussa, if you are a fan of HGTV, you know Tarek and Christina. Mm-hmm. They are exes. Well, he freaked out on her last week on the set of their show Flip or Flop. He called her a washed up loser and said his fiance Heather Rae Young is hotter and richer and that he is winning.
Wait, now, this was said during a taping?
Wow.
I'm not sure if cameras were rolling, but they were definitely on set.
Oh my God.
Yes. And apparently this anger is all stemming from she had recently admitted to smoking toad venom before meeting her new boyfriend. And he's wondering, like, are kids safe around you? Like, what are you doing?
Right.
So
wow, but still, mm-hmm. that's some really hateful stuff he said.
That's some Charlie Sheen winning. And finally, Blake Shelton, Kelly Clarkson, John Legend, and Ariana Grande are going to be bringing The Voice back to NBC early this fall. Blind auditions will begin. I'm sorry, they began filming last month with a live studio audience, and it will premiere on NBC September 20th. TV Tonight, The $100,000 Pyramid, and Match Game.
Allison's Bubbles on the way next. Also, we have a chance for you to unmask your brand new car. Could be that new 2021 Buick Encore GX. Allison, what is in the bubble today?
I am fascinated by this statistic because I think it's massive. Like, if you're in business, you know, the objective is to be profitable. Mm-hmm. And you always want to try to do better than you did the year before. But that's, sure. you know, you're not always going to be able to do that unless you're Pop-Tarts. Pop-Tarts sales went up every year from 1982 to 2014.
Well, and then they definitely went up last year when Jay kept them in business.
Well, and it says, and it's possible they're still going up. That's just the last time Kellogg announced any Pop-Tart stats.
That's unbelievable. But yeah, it's those pretzel cinnamon sugar ones, those the brown sugar pretzel. Oh.
So we need to buy stock in Pop-Tarts. I mean, they every year make more money than the year before. They're the only company doing it.
Probably not a cheap stock either.
No, probably not.
Mm. All right. Well, good. Way to go, Pop-Tart. Pop-Tarts, you've done it. This story is fascinating, but goes into, like, how is this being, like, rationalized, I guess. I don't know. The owner of a Metro Detroit restaurant, Jim Brady, so we know that restaurant.
Yeah.
Whose real name is Tom Brady, said Facebook shut down his page for impersonating 7-time Super Bowl champion quarterback Tom Brady. This guy says, I've been Tom Brady longer than he's been Tom Brady, said Tom Brady, restaurant owner. I've been Tom Brady for 53 years. They've cut me off, and they've cut me off at the knees.
Wow.
He said Facebook is one of his best marketing tools, and being off Facebook is hurting his business that is already suffering with the pandemic. Here's a little bit of this.
It's made it incredibly difficult to be at the top of our game. I mean, I've been Tom Brady longer than he's been Tom Brady. I mean, I've been Tom Brady for 53 years, right? And now they cut me off at the knees. I'm positive that they don't know the damage it's doing to me.
This is the problem with these algorithms.
Yep.
They just lump things into a category. And sometimes there are gray areas. And that's why humans are needed to detect the gray. You know, I honestly, this is just me, but I would pay like a small fee for Facebook if it meant I could call customer service and talk to a person.
Yeah, I was just going to say that.
You're saying what you're asking for basically is Facebook concierge.
I really am.
And you know what? Here's why you can't get that. Because Facebook has, is it 5 billion daily users? I mean, there's so many daily users.
Yeah.
They have perfected, and I think poorly, but they think they have perfected artificial intelligence. We say algorithm, and there is an algorithm, but mm-hmm. but the AI is right. what's used to get a hold of Facebook. So when you ask a question on Messenger and you try to speak to somebody at Facebook, you're getting artificial intelligence sending you a bunch of links, usually the things that still don't solve your problem.
Well, not only that, but I would imagine there are probably hundreds of Tom Brady's in the world.
Absolutely.
That, like, why is this one guy's page getting shut down? And how is that any different than there being 800 Julie Smiths? I mean, come on. Like, this is absolutely ridiculous.
But it's almost like, it's almost like when you go to a trial, you have both sides and you present the evidence and then you the jury makes a decision. I think with Facebook, it is all computerized for the most part. And the computer does all the work, and maybe it gets to somebody who doesn't know the backstory, and there's really nowhere to put it. Likely, like this guy said, he tried to appeal it, and it still got denied. I still doubt he ever spoke to or a real human being has ever looked at it.
Never.
They just keep saying that this guy's name is Tom Brady, and it shouldn't be. And he probably has a big following and a lot of engagement, and they feel like he's an imposter. But that's not the case. You have to have the ability to plead your case on social media when it's your brand and your name.
Yeah. And the thing is it does, it can affect people's bottom line in lots of areas. You know, people are using it, even just everyday regular people, use it to get the word out about things, maybe their charity or their rescues or whatever, or their personal Tupperware business they do.
And there, by the way, there's no special treatment for spending money. Because listen, I have a Facebook business account, which means that I spend money with Facebook when we mm-hmm. do different things for Jace Juniors, when I just want to promote something that we're doing and give it a little extra punch and get it seen by people that maybe listen to our show, or for whatever reason, you pay for that. It's a business. Like, it's like buying a commercial on TV or radio, and we're all for that. We love it.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
But the problem is, you can get to somebody in the business department, maybe, that you can chat with, but if it does not relate to my credit card didn't go through or this ad never ran, they're not like calling Bob over in the other department to help you. They just won't do it. It's very frustrating for a lot of people. I mean, I don't belong to that Reddit, but I mean, when you Google any problem with Facebook, there are thousands of pages of people on this Reddit website just talking about how it is a lost cause. And ultimately, the fix is down the road when it just the algorithm works itself out. Isn't that crazy?
No, the fix is when Facebook implodes and people just go to another social media site because they're tired of dealing with this.
It'll never happen. It'll never happen.
I don't know. You never thought MySpace was going to go away. And look at Tom from MySpace.
Where's Tom?
What's he doing?
What is Tom doing? He cashed out.
No, didn't we do a bubble that MySpace had the opportunity to buy Facebook?
And they're like, no, we're good.
And they said, no, it's never going to be anything.
They're hoping that maybe Tom Brady, the real Tom Brady, will get wind of the story and call, an executive.
Mark Zuckerberg personally?
That might take the call and say, hey, you're screwing this poor guy over in Detroit. Talked a little bit about this on Fox 2 yesterday, and I thought, geez, I don't think we even talked about it on our show. We always are interested. Dictionary.com added more words. Like, just when you think, like, how could they not have already had these words? There's new words.
Somebody never heard new words, like, multiple times a year, it seems like.
Like, they said some of the cultural things, like, deplatform, minoritize, side hustle. It's odd. Side hustle is two words, but I guess that's,
yeah.
I mean, it sounds more like a phrase. And y'all, y' A-L-L.
Which
is not on dictionary.com.
Things like that, when I hear that, always just remind me of this, which I have told you guys a few times, but I just remember when my mom blew a gasket when ain't got added to the dictionary and she lost her mind.
Well, it really shouldn't be. I don't think y'all should be added either. I mean, that's like a slang.
Yeah. It was just so funny because I remember one of her biggest things
when I would, where's that at? And she'd say, where's that at?
Oh my gosh.
Where is that?
Yeah.
Don't end a sentence in a preposition. Whatever that means.
Oh, Lord.
Don't you hate when people correct you, though, like that?
Like, right.
I hate it. Because I know.
Unless it's your mom. Yeah, right.
Back in the mid 2000s, I got a little, I had a side hustle where I was reading, what is that? Instructional prompts.
Manuals?
Instructional prompts for people taking online financing courses for General Motors.
Mm. So, okay.
The guy, I loved this guy so much for years. His name was Randy, but he was a guy that, like, I said to him, you know, just because those words are written that way, it doesn't come out that way. Like, he was having a big problem with me running words together. Like, we all run together. I wish I could give you an example, but
right.
like important. Like, we say important. Like, you don't right. say important. Like, you just don't. Nobody says, this is very important.
That's how
he wanted me to say it.
I had a boss that did. And it's just stood out. Like every time it came up, everybody just stopped what they were doing and went, what? And even though he was probably the one saying it right,
yeah.
Because we don't say it like that, it was like, can you say that again? Important?
Important? you ever know people that say thanks instead of thanks?
No.
Oh my God.
Ew, no. Now that would really bother
me.
Hey,
thanks for that. Go ahead, Chelsea. What were you going to say?
I really don't know when to use who or whom, which reminds me of a Friends episode. Mm-hmm. Ross is the grammar police, but I hate it when people correct me on that. Like, does it really matter? Does it affect your day?
No,
it doesn't.
No, but people love to talk about it. By the way, things like trigger warning has been abbreviated to TW. Content warning is now in dictionary.com, and so is oof, silver fox, yeet, zaddy, which is an attractive man who's also stylish, charming, and self-confident. And snack, which means not a delicious chili cheese Fritos that I love.
No.
It means a sexy person could be called a snack.
Like, you look like a snack today.
See, isn't that what Urban Dictionary's for? Those words go in the Urban Dictionary?
That's what you'd think.
Yeah, okay.
Hot dog, hot diggity dog. Now we got ears inside for cheers. Hot dog, hot dog.
Me in the
Where
heart.
Do you find that stuff?
That's the hot dog dance from the Mickey Mouse Clubhouse.
Oh my gosh.
Oh, it's so cute. Kids love when that comes on. It comes on every episode of the Mickey Mouse Clubhouse. Today's National Hot Dog Day.
Hot dogs are one of the things that I still, on occasion, as a not really a meat eater, I will still eat a hot dog now and again. Has to be kosher, though.
Yeah.
Hebrew National.
You really? Have a lot of rules.
Oh, a lot of weird things.
You do have a lot of rules.
I know.
You know what I love? I like the Kogel skinless Frank.
Warren loves those. Yeah.
They have great snap to them. Love those.
Mm-hmm. Ew, I hate snap. Ugh.
Yeah.
Ugh. Oh, even thinking about the snap just grosses me out.
Oh my
out.
God, I love the snap. and I love a grilled when it splits. Like, you wait for it to split.
On the grill. On the grill, on the microwave, it kind of skeeves me a little. I don't know why, but on the grill, I like it.
They get a real weird texture in the microwave.
Yeah.
Because, they're good for like 4 seconds, and then they shrivel into something weird.
When I was a kid, my mom used to boil hot dogs, and now thinking of that is just like so nasty.
Boiled
hot
dog
water?
It
either needs to go in the microwave, or it needs to go on the grill.
You know what else I found is a good way to get hot dogs going? You can get a pan, and I put like an inch of water in the pan and then put them in the broiler, and so they don't get all like hard and stuck to the pan. It's like a steamed hot dog. That's pretty good too.
It is like a steamed hot dog. You're right.
Yeah. I also like Nathan's I love, but it's totally different from everything else. Here's the deal. In all, Americans consume 7 billion hot dogs between Memorial Day and Labor Day.
Wow! Just in a 3-month span.
Isn't that nuts?
Oh, that's crazy.
Mustard is the most popular condiment, as you would guess. So here, remember I told you that people are having this debate, and we should put this up on Facebook and ask people
today.
There's
controversy over condiments.
Oh, my God. I'll ask you before I tell you the controversy. What do you like on your hot dog, Allison?
Mustard, relish, onions, celery salt.
Right. Here's the question. Do you take the bun, open it, put those things on it, and then set the hot dog in it? or do you set the hot dog in it and then put those things on it?
Oh, that's funny.
That's the controversy.
Here's what I do. Sometimes I put shredded cheddar on that hot dog I just described.
Yes.
I'll put the shredded cheddar at the bottom of the bun before the hot dog goes on. But I always put the condiments on top of the hot dog. Always.
Always.
Now, you know what I do?
Yeah.
So I'll put it on. I'll put all my condiments on top of the hot dog. And then I roll the hot dog over in the bun so that nothing, so that the condiments don't come spewing out onto the bun. Does that make sense?
Okay.
I just flip the hot dog over in the bun.
But you basically just put all the condiments on the bottom.
Yeah, but they're on, they're still on the hot dog enough for, I don't, it
I get
works,
it.
Allison.
I get it.
It works.
It's on both sides.
Yeah, see, like I love sauerkraut and mustard on a hot dog, and it's got to be Golden's mustard.
I've heard about that, sauerkraut.
Yeah, but I do more of a side. It's like a side issue.
Oh, uh-huh.
Like over the it's on the side with the kraut and then the hot dog and then
right.
Keep it all together so it's not just flying off the top.
Is it on the side?
In between the bun and the hot dog.
That's right. Yeah.
It's on the side.
It's on the side.
Not the side of the bun.
So on the side.
Yeah.
So for the record. So
you did something wrong and she's mocking you. But I'm trying to figure it out.
He said it's on the side like 18 times.
Oh.
Let me tell you something.
It's on the side.
There's nothing Chelsea can ever mock me on that would ever even ruffle a feather.
It didn't even register.
The arsenal I have in return could go easily till 12:45 today.
You don't want any of that, Chelsea.
Give me one.
But I want to be gentlemanly, so I'm not going to do that. For the record, the official hot dog etiquette guide says you should never place condiments between the bun and the hot dog. Always put the dog in first. Well, there you go.
Oh, I didn't know there was a hot dog etiquette book.
Allegedly, there is.
Well, good.
Who wrote that?
The hot dog etiquette book? Yeah. Maybe the National Hot Dog Council. I don't know. There is the National Hot Dog and Sausage Council, and they really did do a video.
Dress the dog, not a bun. Wet condiments like mustard and chili are applied first, followed by chunky condiments like relish, onions, and sauerkraut. Followed by shredded cheese, followed by spices like celery salt or pepper. And perhaps the cardinal rule, never ever put ketchup on a hot dog after the age of 18. All have to grow up sometime. Mm. And besides, legend has it that within the city limits of Chicago, you could be arrested for such an offense.
Oh.
That part is right. Yeah. The last part is right.
Hey, shout out to Grace at American Coney Island, who we love. And mm-hmm. I hope business is doing well and life is good for you. We love our friends at American Coney Island. Always great, great friends to us. We didn't have time for this in Hollywood, or Chelsea just excluded it. But since...
I had a lot of other things to talk about.
Yeah, since Chelsea had a lot of other things to talk about, but Allison and I are on the committee to take the morning show to Dollywood, Dolly Parton wore a Playboy Bunny outfit while wishing her husband, Carl, a happy birthday.
Her husband of 57 years.
Boy.
Good Lord.
Hey, Hollywood, take a look at that one. That's a good, long relationship. Here's Dolly. Listen to her.
You're probably wondering why I'm dressed like this. Well, it's for my husband's birthday. Remember some time back I said I was going to pose on the Playboy magazine when I was 75? Well, I'm 75 and they don't have a magazine anymore. But my husband always loved the original cover of Playboy. So I was trying to think of something to do to make him happy. He still thinks I'm a hot chick after 57 years. And I'm not going to try to talk him out of that. What I did for his birthday, I did a little photo shoot. I had a cover made of the new Dolly. Anyway, I'm going to surprise him, going in singing to him in my little bunny suit. So, what do you think?
How are you not overjoyed by this woman?
I saw that on Instagram last night. I have so many things that I want to say about that. First of all, her boobs are distracting.
They're
she's 75 and they are up there and ginormous. Then there's her waist.
Oh yeah, it's
which
so
is
tiny.
So itty bitty. And then, no offense, because he's old, here's this old man in a chair who probably can't get up, and she's like in his face was all, with all this, and I'm like, he's gonna die.
You're gonna kill
him. He's gonna die right now.
And that's what we saw on social media.
Oh boy.
Yesterday. We had to talk about it.
WNIC.
It is time for Detroit's favorite game, Battle of the Sexes, brought to you by Oakland Mall. Two contestants on and ready to go today. Those contestants, Olivia, will be played for by Allison. I'll play for Eddie, going for win three. Could be $150 in shopping from Oakland Mall. Let's play. Chels.
Allison, what do you do when your stomach growls?
Eat.
Yes. Number one answer. 10 points. Jay, name a city in Florida.
Orlando.
Second best answer. 5 points for that. Miami was the number one. Allison, name a profession that's only successful if people are laughing at them.
A comedian.
Yes. Number one answer. 10 points. Jay, name a sauce you put on meat.
A1.
Yes. Number one answer. 10 points. Allison's in the lead 20 to 15. Allison, name something every fairy tale needs.
A princess.
That is the second best answer. 5 points for that. A happy ending.
Oh, that's true too. Right.
And Jay, name a reason your eyes might water.
You're cutting onions.
Second best answer. 5 points for that. Crying was the number one answer. And Allison wins 25 to 20.
Nice win for Olivia.